broadcasting live from the West End Waltham in Boston, Massachusetts, for Vistage Executive Summit 2015. It's CEO exclusive. Now, here's your host, Soyini Koch.
I'm delighted to welcome you all to the afternoon at the Vistage Executive Summit in Boston. Welcoming my co-host for the day, Greg Michaels, who is a regional consultant with Vistage. And then our two guests for this segment are Joshua Hebert and Anthony Tiven from Magellan Jets, a private jet company, kind of. And they're going to tell you a little bit more about that in a moment. But I would love it if you guys would talk to us a little bit about trends in your industry that you think middle market CEOs should know.
Well, I guess I'll go first. And thank you for having us. We're both delighted to be here. So, you know, one of the trends that we're really seeing in the private aviation space is the migration from aircraft ownership and fractional ownership, which, you know, 20, 25 years ago was definitely the most popular way to utilize business aviation. And, you know, through technology advances and just as innovation continues to affect everything we do, from the way we vacation, the way we travel via, you know, whether Uber cars or whatever the case may be, it's really opened the door for the private aviation sector as well, where different models, such as the model that Magellan Jets and other companies like us instill, has allowed, you know, corporations, consumers to actually utilize business aviation with some of the same benefits as aircraft ownership, however, without the same capital investments in order to do that. And basically, you know, owning a jet is similar to owning a boat. And if you ask any boat owner, the best day of their lives is the day they buy their boat and the day they sell it, which is very consistent to the aircraft owner. It's, you know, it's kind of that asset that continues to drive costs, and you know, you have maintenance issues and you have scheduling issues, you have, you know, people issues, whether it's pilots or flight crew or whatever the case may be. So, you know, the model that you know, that we've brought to market and that we're excited about alleviates the, you know, the corporation or the individual using our service of a lot of those headaches, but allows them to move freely and, you know, conduct business the way that they need to do it without having that asset on their books and without having, you know, to invest that type of capital.
So I said that you're a private jet company, kind of. So when we investigated your business model, it sounds to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you guys are a little bit like Uber for private jets. Is that correct? And if it's not correct, tell us a little bit about exactly how Magellan Jet works.
So it's funny because, you know, the Uber analogy has been very popular in the private jet space. You see a lot of apps coming to market right now and that sort of thing. And conceptually, you know, I can see where the analogy takes place. It's a little bit different. You know, when you think about Uber, you do need to sacrifice some things, you know, to capitalize on that lower cost product that they're able to offer in terms of, you know, whether it's insurance of the vehicle, whether it's background checks, which is really big in, you know, in the news today with some of the drivers. So quality assurance is definitely an issue that still needs to be figured out in that space. So I wouldn't specifically, you know, apples to apples, I wouldn't call Magellan Jets the Uber of the private jet market. But what we do is we're, in a sense, and probably where you're going with the analogy is, we are utilizing we're using underutilized assets. So we're going to management companies, corporate flight departments. You know, you have a corporation that you have five aircraft in your own corporate fleet. And what do you do with those airplanes when the company's not using them? Well, the way that you offset that cost of ownership is by chartering out to companies like us. So what we do is we set up, you know, we have relationships through our Magellan Jets Preferred Network all around the country. Last year it was about 93 operators or corporate flight departments. And when the aircraft are not being used, then that's when we kick in. So what we do is we sell a membership program across the United States that guarantees access to a jet anywhere in the U.S. within 8 hours notice. And then, you know, basically in the back office, it's really just logistics. And, you know, our teams are pairing trips up and, you know, moving planes from location to location. And, you know, it's really just a logistical puzzle on the back end. And the fantastic thing about it is we're in a great place because the corporations and the owners of the aircraft, they love us because we're offsetting the cost for them to own that asset. And then the corporations that we're selling the hours to, we're able to bring that to market to them at a rate far less than they would typically have if they wanted to go out and purchase the aircraft. And with the guaranteed availability within 8 hours notice, it's essentially owning your own plane.
So you've arrived, no pun intended, the company's here, and it seems like things are going great. What's next? So how are you tweaking the business? How are you going to adjust for the next 5 years?
Sure. Well, our adjustment, you know, right now and what we're actually planning for 2016, it's really heavy on the operations side. I think that the market has also recognized, Greg, that we are here and that we have something really phenomenal to offer. And, you know, this just like I'm sure a lot of business owners face, the sales and marketing aspect, you know, once you have a great product to deliver, execution becomes absolutely critical to the reputation, to your brand, and to your retention of the customers that you're acquiring. So, you know, we're setting up, we're doing a lot with our operations teams. We've brought in some really fantastic people, very qualified people. Our flight support team in-house are all FAA certified pilots, very experienced. Mm-hmm. And our training and onboarding process is very detailed and very specific. So, you know, we are gearing up because, you know, our business has really been growing from the corporate sector. And what we're seeing, you know, I mentioned earlier, is that migration from companies saying, okay, well, you know, do we really need to own two planes or can we buy 300 hours with Magellan Jets? What are we really losing from owning the two planes versus Magellan Jets? Well, you know, if you ask the shareholders, you're losing a lot of red in that bottom line. So it's really beginning to make sense. And we're having to make some adjustments to be able to support the corporations that, you know, that have that level of need. So it's, you know, it's a lot of operations things. And really just learning from a lot of our corporate customers and making sure that, you know, that we're able to provide those same kind of the same benefits that they had instead of owning the plane.
Well, let's talk about people. Who keeps this? How many folks do you have working for you, supporting this organization, supporting the mission? And in what ways are you paying attention to the culture of your firm and where you want it to go?
We have currently 40 people in the, sorry about that. We have 40 people in the Boston office. We have 3 people in the Orlando office. And we think a lot about culture, how to keep everyone happy, rowing in the same direction. Has a lot to do with environment, benefits that we give. We give, you know, every benefit that you can think of. And we continue to listen to the employees because a happy employee, you know, makes a happy customer. And we think very highly of that. You know, back to kind of, you know, the industry. I mean, at a top, you know, it's whole ownership, someone that buys a plane. And then below that, you look at fractional. So you can buy a quarter share, an eighth of a share, and that's the fractional model. Below that is card programs. Below that is a charter company. And below that is someone that's managing a plane, right? So you wonder where the future is for us and possibly the industry. We've kind of settled right at the membership because you buy 25 hours or 50 hours or 100 hours. It's a simplistic program. You buy the 25 hours, you're not wearing. All these other models are much more difficult contractually and this is where our hotspot is. So, you know, we're really segmenting our business from charter to membership. And the reason we kind of looked at that, that's the business that's growing, but that's what we've done for years. We're great with roadshows. We're great with corporate customers. And that's the type of customer that we look for and that also caters to our market and model. So,
One question I have for you. So when I was booking you guys, I was really gleeful. I said, oh my God, we're going to have the private jet company. This is going to be a lot of fun. And your response is pretty serious. Like, this is serious. You know, this is not like entertainment and sports, et cetera, et cetera. So I would love it if you guys would talk about the economic case for Magellan Jets and how companies think about this economically and why it has an economic benefit on the serious side.
Yeah, I mean, it's never, you know, people always ask us, will it ever compete with commercial? It really doesn't compete with commercial. You and I spoke the other day and kind of said, you know, if you go to Europe, you know, you go to the UK and first class round trip might be $15,000. If you fill up a plane of, you know, 10 or 15 people, it might get close if you're going over the pond. But the reason for private aviation isn't really, you know, taking a vacation or going on a fun tour with your friends. It's really a business tool. And it's probably 90% a business tool for our customers. So doing roadshows, going to three or four different locations in a day, going to an event and coming back that night, not staying in a hotel, you know, not seeing your family that night, going to, you know, airports that you can't get to commercially. So it's an interesting tool that, you know, people need more than they want in some cases.
And yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and I think it was Greg mentioned, you know, that we were talking earlier about the demographic of Vistage and a lot of manufacturing. And I think what Joshua just said can relate to a lot of your Vistage folks in terms of manufacturing, because a lot of the plant that they visit are in very obscure places, you know, whether it's North Dakota with all the fracking that went on there, you know, in the last 24 months or, but a lot of the manufacturing plants, you know, they're not city side, you know, right next to Logan Airport. They're usually nestled in, you know, more, you know, obscure places. So manufacturing companies are very huge in our business. And you know, the glitz and glamour is not the bread and butter of our business. Mm-hmm. It's the business traveler. And it's about, you know, it's about time. It's about productivity and managing time. And when you have an executive team, you know, out of the office, if, you know, if you need to visit, you know, four or five locations, you know, they're going to spend a week to do that commercially. And they're in and out of hotels and there's a lot of downtime. But when you're able to accomplish that, you know, in an 8-hour day and have the executive team back in the office leading, you know, the company as they should be, it you know, dollars and cents, it makes, you know, a whole lot of sense.
And you mentioned this is a very serious business. So what's the toughest part of the job?
Toughest part of the job is probably the operation side. And that's why our flight support department, we employ all pilots in flight support because they're dealing with the pilots that are flying the planes. But it's very systematic. You know, I mean, there's checklist after checklist after checklist, and none of these checklists can not be accounted for. So I see that being the most cumbersome part of the business because there can't be any mistakes on that side.
Well, you're in an environment here with 200 CEOs, and we had an economist this morning and someone speaking on culture, a number of other folks that are offering perspective to the CEO. What sort of things, I'm not sure how much of the day that you've been able to participate in, but what sort of things have you gleaned from the afternoon or just being in this environment?
Well, Joshua and I both just sat on a speaking series just a minute ago before we stepped in.
Culture.
And yeah, it was had a lot to do with culture and team environments, and you know, gave some examples about was it Sky or the cycling team for the Tour de France, and just getting some perspective on how they've been so successful. And I think, you know, talking about, you know, whether it's Magellan Jets or any other corporation, you know, it's, you know, whether it's core values or what your mission, and you know, a lot of companies put those things in place more as a cliche, or they think their customers need to see that or hear it. But the customers, excuse me, the companies that truly live that and breathe that every day, and that's the way they onboard, and that's the way they hire and fire. you know, the results, and we've seen it, you know, in terms of the culture that we have. And when you look at companies within our own space, you know, I mean, there's companies that have 2,000 of their employees picketing, you know, in a private jet market, which is, it's an uncomfortable situation. I was on the phone with a customer yesterday, and he said it was uncomfortable, you know, because he was, you know, a lot of our customers have dual memberships where they have a Magellan Jets membership, and then they might have a fraction of a plane. And just talking about how uncomfortable it made him feel to know that the employees were so distraught that they were actually picketing outside of an airport. And here he is, you know, he's a business traveler, but he's getting off the plane, you know, probably on a $40,000 flight, and he has to step outside and see employees of that company saying, you know, our wages aren't right, we're not being treated fairly. And he said it was a very uncomfortable situation for him. And, you know, so we instill a lot to do with culture, a lot to do with open and honest communication. And, you know, that really rolls out into the execution of each and every flight. Our employees, if they're passionate about, you know, the what we can do to this industry and what we've done to this industry and what we're going to deliver and the direction that we're going, if they share that passion, if they understand and it's clear to them what we can accomplish, that's going to you know, flow right out into the service that they provide. Mm-hmm. And that's been a very big differentiator for Magellan Jets is the personalized experience on each particular flight. We get, you know, we get customer surveys back all the time, and it's just outstanding that, you know, what these customers are saying are, you know, it's great to get the email and, you know, having not even known what happened on that particular leg, to learn about it through customer feedback. And I think that has to go hand in hand with the, you know, the culture and the belief of the team that's, you know, that we're looking to inspire.
A corollary to Greg's question is, so you have the, you know, you're in a room full of 200 CEOs who are growing their businesses just like you are. What's one question or issue that if you had, you could ask 200 CEOs who could give you some perspective on it that you might want to inquire or get some feedback on during the time that you're here?
Hiring. Is there a secret to hiring that we don't know about the whole process from beginning to end? I mean, we feel like when you're in growth stage of a company, hiring, you know, great people and people that fit culture and also enjoy, you know, their atmosphere is more difficult to find than you would think. We need to hire, you know, 3 or 4 people today. And we've been dealing with it for the last, you know, couple of months trying to get the right people in. It's a long process. And I would ask any CEO, you know, is there a formula? Is there a secret that we need to know about?
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking a few moments out of your day to come on the air with us. And I hope you have a great rest of the time at the Vistage Executive Summit.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.